Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts, where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're very lucky to be joined today by former defender and captain, Ali Robertson, 136 appearances for Wolves between 1986 and 1990. Ali, how are you?
Hi, Jace, how are you?
Very good. Okay, sounds like you're in the garden.
Yes, in the garden, in the sunshine.
Brilliant. Now, Ali, Wolves signed you, obviously, 1986 at a time we really needed that experience. Now you obviously joined from our neighbours up the road. How many games did you play for West Brom?
West Brom, I think league games I played about 508, and I think all in total was 668, I think it was.
I mean, that is just incredible. I mean, you know, to play that many games for one club, and at that time I think that was the experience that we needed. But you made 136 appearances for Wolves. But I did see, Ali, you didn't notch, did you? You didn't score?
I don't think so. Did I ever go across the halfway line? I don't think I did I?
Ali, to be fair, I think if you'd have gone across the halfway line, you'd have probably got a nosebleed.
Yes. Yes, it was the same at the Albion. It was exactly the same. That's what everybody used to say to me. You're not allowed to cross the halfway line.
Brilliant. I mean, Ali, I mean, you obviously come to, I mean, you come from West Brom, which you know, they had a good stadium at the time, and, you know, you'd played in the top flight, etc. And then you come to Wolves, and we're literally on our knees, aren't we?
Well, when I only went to the Wolves, a horrible thing to say, but I went because of Brian Lith.
Yes.
And he says, I'll make you play a coach. And I didn't realise how far the club had gone down.
Yeah.
And then when I arrived, and of course we were, what, fourth or fifth from bottom of the fourth division?
Yeah.
But the whole club had gone.
Yeah.
And you couldn't believe that us playing against, or how you always looked at Wolverhampton Wanderers, had been a top side in the Midlands.
Yes.
And to see it in the position it was in, it was absolutely disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
I mean, we've heard the stories, there was cockroaches in the dressing rooms, you know, there was water leaking.
Rat droppings. There was water coming in everywhere. Oh, it was disgraceful. If you could go back and take a picture of how it was, people wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, you come from West Brom, and it was nothing like that, was it, at the Albion?
No, and to come to see it, and it's like you say, within the first 2 weeks I was there, I remember thinking, what on earth have I done?
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't go and look at Wolves or anything. It's just because of Brian Little. I says, yeah, yes. Yeah, Brian, we know each other for a long time. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking Wolves are Wolves. How we've known it.
Of course. And it was a local club to you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, it was a good fit. I mean, Ali, you really couldn't have wrote the script, though, because 2 years later, you're lifting the Sherpa Van Trophy at Wembley. There was two back-to-back promotions. I mean, that team just gelled, didn't it?
Yeah, for me, the biggest disappointment for me was I hadn't done it a couple of years younger and we could have got us back into the first division.
Yes, yeah.
And if we had gone from the bottom of the fourth, won the fourth, won the third, won the second, got into the first division, won the Sherpa Van, how fantastic would that have been?
I mean, Ali, actually, if you'd have come a couple of years earlier and that team would have been built a couple of years earlier, that might have happened.
Yeah, that's the one thing I look back and just think to myself, how fantastic would that have been if we could have just got into the first division? I mean, that would have been absolutely, you couldn't have got anything better.
Oh, no. I mean, Ali, listen, I want to thank you on behalf of Wolves fans because you played a huge part in that resurgence and that team assembled effectively under Graham Turner and obviously the signing to Steve Bull, Andy Mutch. I know Mutch was already there, but the way he put that team together and then put you as captain, it just seemed to work, didn't it?
Oh, to be fair to the gaffer, when the gaffer turned up, we were all thinking, oh, what on earth is going to happen now?
Yeah.
And to be fair, he come in and he just sorted everything out from start to finish.
Brilliant. And what
and
a time.
I actually said to him, I can remember saying to him that, I'm not happy the way you're playing. I'm not being brought up kicking big long balls like that. That he says, Ali, I'll show you it works. And within 4 weeks, I went back into his office and I went, hold my hands up, absolutely perfect. And of course, we went on a run then.
Yes.
And we missed out on promotion the first year.
Yeah.
But then from then on, absolutely brilliant. And to see the lads all of a sudden gel together, and that was the biggest difference.
Yeah.
If you had seen the club to start with, the whole, everything within the club was in a mess. And all the players, they weren't mixing together. They weren't, you could see there was so much of an atmosphere within it.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, we got Bully, we got Tomo, myself, we were all in there. All of a sudden, we started to become a team.
Oh, I mean.
And you can see it. You could see it from then on. When Graham started, and you could see us starting winning, you could see the whole thing change. And you can see, even from the supporters, I think the first game I went, there was 2,000 crowded, I think, 2,500
really?
Crowd. Yeah. And to see, to the end of that season, we were back up to 20-odd thousand.
Yeah. I mean, that was
and
incredible.
It was brilliant.
That was incredible. You know, you're playing in front of a half-empty stadium, and like you said, some of the cup games and the latter league games was 20-odd thousand people there, and it just shows that you know, we was obviously a sleeping giant. Now, we are going to get you back on the full podcast for your full story, Ali, because you have got obviously a great story. I did task you this week with picking your best 11. You actually called me earlier to say that, you know, you were struggling and how you're going to fit all these into the midfield. What formation are you going to go for, Ali?
4-3-3.
4-3-3.
Or 4-2-4-4-2, depending on wide person who I pick.
See, I don't think you've still picked your team yet, have you, Ali? I think you're still deliberating.
Oh, I've been going through it and through it and through it and through it, and I'm thinking, if I don't put him in it, he'll give me some stick. If I don't put him in it, he's going to give me some stick.
Absolutely, so brilliant.
But it's one of those. I'm one of those old people, so I'm going to put how I would have built my own side.
Yes.
Goalkeeper, two centre halves, centre midfield, and front man.
Brilliant. So
this would be me as a captain or me as a manager.
Yes.
Building the side, right? Mark Kendall in goal.
Mark Kendall. Now, I mean, Mark, very experienced keeper, you know, when he come to Wolves. He had the experience like yourself. What was he like to play in front of, Ali?
But what he was great at, he was a great talker and he was great in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing that all those younger players that were there at the time just needed a couple of older heads to bring them through.
Yeah.
And that's where Mark was great. And then the two centre-halves had put Floyd Street. And if it wasn't myself, I would probably put Nicky Clark beside him.
Okay. I mean, interesting one about Nicky. I mean, Floyd Street, he's appeared in a few of these. I mean, he was a good, strong centre-half. And I suppose playing alongside you, you know, that really did galvanise the defence. But Nicky Clark, why Nicky, Ali?
Nicky was a young lad coming through. And you could see he had the ability.
Yeah.
But he just, again, just needed some leadership.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was it. He had all the attributes that he needed to be a sweeper.
Yeah.
But he just needed a little bit of guidance.
I mean, Ali, you are well within your rights to pick yourself ahead of Nicky Clark. And to be fair, none of us, you know, we wouldn't hold it against you. So who's it going to be, Ali, you or Nicky?
Well, I'll put Floyd Street and myself then.
Brilliant. I mean, Ali, like I said, you know, at that time, I think, you know, they say, obviously, play from the back and build it from the back. And I think the most important thing was to get a solid defence, wasn't it?
The biggest thing was organisation.
Yeah.
And like I said, like everybody says, I never went across halfway line, but I made sure everybody did their job.
Yes.
And that was the one thing, was just the players were good enough, and it was just to make sure they knew what their job was.
Yes, yes.
And that was me just, I never used to rollick them. It was one of those, used to explain, this is where we are. And if we were under pressure, my little thing was under pressure, what I've always done, right, go man for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Stop, kill the game, right, get back to how we play. And that was a thing that we did, and that's where it was very good. And Floyd Street, to be fair to him, he, bottom of the fourth of it, he should never have been there.
Yeah.
But again, Floyd just needed somebody beside him to guide him.
Yeah. He was brilliant. And what? How proud was it that day at Wembley in front of 80,000?
Oh, Wembley, he was incredible.
Yeah.
And that's how Floyd he was. The bigger the games, the better he was.
Yes.
The low, horrible games, that's where you had to be on top of him.
Yeah.
That was where you had to be at him all the time. Come on. If we're playing somebody at bottom of the fourth division, he took it too easy. And I said, come on, this would be the same as playing somebody in the Premiership. Come on.
Brilliant.
But he had that much ability and pace and strength. Nobody would have beat him.
Brilliant. That's fantastic to hear, Ali. So, yeah. Who are going to be your two fullbacks?
Two fullbacks. Hard. Right. Left back would be, depending how I play the team, I'd have to put Mark Venus there. It'd be Tomo or Mark Venus.
Yeah.
So I'll put Mark Venus.
Yeah.
Then right back, it could be any of three. Tom Bennett, Stevie Stout, or Gary Bellamy. So I'd probably go for Gary Bellamy.
I mean, interesting one. Why Gary Stouty, over the other two?
Stouty was, a young kid coming into the team, and he had the ability.
Yeah.
He just needed a little bit more guidance, a little bit more time.
Yeah.
But Gary come in and fitted in straight away. There you go, done.
He did. I mean, I remember those times down the Wolves Alley where before we got to the game, we could pick the team. We knew what the team was going to be. You know, Mark Kendall, yes. Goal, Gary Bellamy, Andy Thompson, Floyd Street, Ali Robertson. It's not like that now.
No, of course not.
But that's how important it was getting a settled side, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. Like, I had Tomo. Tomo come from West Brom, so, like, of course, Tomo was my little left back to start with.
Yes.
And we knew exactly what each other was going to do. So you knew that was a little place there you never had to bother.
Yep.
But when we got promoted to the third and that, then better players, good players were starting to come in. Mark Venus then, what I said, put Mark Venus left back.
Yes.
But I'd still put Andy would always be in my side.
Yeah.
He'd always be in my side.
I think Mark developed with age, didn't he, as well? You know, he did seem to get better. And throughout his career, that was evident because he went on to have a great career.
But you could see, when he come to us, you could see the ability he had.
Yes.
You could see that.
Yeah. So, moving into midfield, Ali, who is going to be your three across the midfield? And I know this was one you was really struggling with.
Right, my three in the midfield, what I would put in, would be Tomo, Cookie and Keith Downing.
Tomo, Cookie and Keith Downing. I mean, earlier on the phone, Ali, you must have gone through, you know, about 15 midfielders and you...
Oh. Well, there was Mickey Holmes, there's Nigel Vaughan, there's Phil Robinson, you're thinking, there's Phil Chard, you're thinking, how many... What do you do?
Yeah.
And I've gone, no, go to the ones that I think are there.
Because
and Tomo, like I said, Tomo... I'd always put him in my side because he was 100%.
Yeah, because all these players as well, the ones you've just mentioned, Phil Chard, etc., they all played their part, didn't they, Ali?
Yes, yeah. At the time, they come in and did the job. At the time, we were coming from the fourth division into the third. The standard was becoming get better and harder, and we were getting the players in.
Yes, yeah.
And like Keith, we still laugh to this day, Keith that come, I think his first game was full back. And he then went into midfield, and he was brilliant in midfield.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
And he was a tough tackler, wasn't he? Well, psycho, as we affectionately remember him as. But tough tackler.
One of my own.
Yes. Because I know you like to tackle, didn't you, Ali?
Yes, kick them first, and that's the question after.
Yeah. That's exactly what we needed. So, and as well, you mentioned Paul Cook. I mean, what a sweet left foot.
Cookie was the one that was the ball player.
Yeah.
Like if you had Tomo and Keith, they would be battling and doing everything. Cookie would be the one. If you get what we used to say to them, get the ball, give it to Cookie.
Yes.
And he'd be spraying it everywhere and he'd be pinging balls in for Mutchie and Bully and he was brilliant. Yeah. He was brilliant.
What?
I just wish he had come the season before.
Yeah. Once again, Ali, you know, we were lucky to have that group of players and, you know, they did play a huge, huge part in our resurgence and, you know, they were great times. So, your three that are going into the attack, Ali, I think I can name two of them.
Well, you've got to be Mochy and Bully, haven't you?
Yes, 100%.
Those two, absolutely fantastic from the start all the way through. And then I'd put on the wing, depending if I played 4-4-2 or 4-3-3, the two would be John Purdy or Robbie Dennison. I'd just put Robbie in front of John Purdy.
Right. I mean, look, we
John Purdy had so much ability.
Yes.
He had so much skill, so much ability. And I've said to him to this day.
Because I know he's a good mate, isn't he, Ali?
Yeah, yeah. He was that much away from being one of the top players.
Yeah.
But Robbie, when Robbie came, he fitted in. He did the job how we could play 4-4-2 or 4-3-3. He would fit into whatever had to be done.
Yeah. I mean, back to John Purdy, I remember he told a story on the podcast that you know, Graham Turner said, look, you know, there's the line. He said, you're either a 9 out of 10 or a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10,
yeah.
Yes.
And he said, I need a 7 out of 10 every week. And to be honest with John,
yes.
Very, very, very talented. And this is yes. by his own admission in terms of maybe a little bit inconsistent. But once again, I yes. think he was a great player, wasn't he, Ali?
On the day, he could be, like we just said earlier, on the day, there wouldn't be a better player.
Yeah.
But it's how many on the days there were.
Yes, of
and
course.
That's that is in that lower league, that's what you need everybody to be as a full team.
Yeah, yeah. Week in, week out. And back to yeah. Steve Bull and Andy Mutch. What was it like for you, Ali? I mean, look, you've played in West Brom teams with some unbelievable strikers, you know, the likes of Regis, etc. What was it like to come to Wolves and obviously once they'd form that partnership, just watch them score so many goals? But it was incredible, wasn't it?
What was great was the way that the gaffer wanted us to play the balls down in the little corners.
Yeah.
Well, Bully and Mutchie had that much pace and they would get on to everything and they made each other chances in every game.
Yes.
There wouldn't be a game that we'd go through without Bully or Andy having chances to score. Okay, there were some times they'd miss, but I'll tell you what, was it Bully scored 50, was it 51 goals his first season?
I think it was in the 87-88, it was 52, and in the 88-89, it was 50. Now, if you think about it, that's 102 goals in two seasons. Andy Mutch was scoring 30-odd, well, 20-odd, nearly 30 goals, and he was second top scorer.
Correct. But how the difference for Bully to see, I've seen him as a young kid at the Baggies, saw him come into the reserves, how great was the reserves. Okay, people say, yeah, I says, whatever happens to him, he scores goals.
Yes.
I says, yes, he might miss two or three, but he'll always score your goals. And in this division, that's what we need. Then, of course, when we go from the fourth, the third, the second, he just got better and better and better.
And what was he like at West Brom? Was he? Could you see the raw talent?
Yeah, like for me, then I'd got the Wolves. Then for Graham to come to us and tell me we're getting Bully and Tomo, I went, "You what? He's letting Bully go?" I went, "Yeah," and little Tomo, because Tomo to me as a young kid was brilliant.
Yeah,
and I went, "You've got the two of them." And I just, I come away that night and I thought, bloody hell, how brilliant is that?
For a combined fee of reportedly between 35 and 40 odd thousand pounds. I mean, that was just...
Yeah, yeah.
That was just great.
I knew that the way they played would fit in where we are straight away.
Brilliant.
Because and the two of them just got better and better and better as time went on.
And at the time, West Brom was still a top flight side, so for them to come into the fourth, as you did yourself, Ali, was a big move, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, you think, oh, I've come down here. But to me, it was still, Wolverhampton Wanderers were still up there.
Yes, yes, yeah, you like, remember them from the glory days.
I can remember when I come down in 68, I can remember coming to watch Wolves play in the UEFA, the European Cup.
Yes.
And 68, 69, I think it was. And I remember watching them play, who was it? And we couldn't believe the crowd, it was full to the brim. You couldn't get in. The crowd was packed to the door. And then to see how it was, but to me, I still didn't believe where they were. I wanted us to get back to what it was, and to be fair, we did.
I mean, from your point of view, Ali, like I said, you know, your first few games, you're playing in front of literally a few thousand people. You must have felt like a different club to what you remembered from the late 60s, early 70s.
Well, you couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You couldn't believe it. And it's you look at it, and you look back in times, you think, how on earth did we get through it? But the great thing was we did.
Yes.
And picked it up. And to see that club then become what we are now, what it is now, back to where it always should have been.
Yeah.
And to be part of that history, to me, is like absolutely fantastic.
Oh, and Ali, you are part of that history. Moving on to Robbie Dennison. I mean, once again, what a player Robbie was as a winger. Hard-working, you know, always get the ball in the box. And to be honest, Mutchie and Bully just fed off him, didn't they?
Yeah. And that's where Robbie could do both. He could play up 4-4-3 and play up if you wanted him to, but he could also, like you say, working wise, come back in, play 4-4-2. Away from home, he could sit in that little gap, but the minute you gave him the ball, we know what he could do with it.
And his quality
of the cross is brilliant.
And once again, Ali, he was at West Brom, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But
when he come as well, and that was a laugh that we all used to have. We were going, we can't believe all that those players have come to Wolves and we've gone up the way and the baggies have gone down the way. And you can see the reason why. Now you can see the reason why.
We nicked all the best players. Absolutely brilliant. And, Ali, well, I'll go through your team again. It's Mark Kendall in goal, Gary Bellamy right back, Mark Venus left back, centre halves, Floyd Street and Super Ali Robertson.
Christ.
The midfielders, Andy Thompson, Keith Downing and Paul Cook. And the forward line of Steve Ball, Andy Mutch and Robbie Dennison. Interestingly, Ali, who would you get to manage this? Because I know, obviously, you join Wolves because of Brian Little. But out of Little and Turner, who would it be?
Turner was brilliant.
Yeah.
I put my top manager ever was Johnny Giles.
Yes.
And Turner would be to me the same as Big Ron.
And
those were my three managers who I would have given my life for.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's a big statement after playing that many games for obviously West Brom. You know, and as well for you, it must have been difficult, Ali. Like you said at the start, it's, you know, you've got to play this long ball game. You wasn't used to that, and you did have to have faith in the manager, didn't you?
But the great thing for Graham said to me, he says, you could get the ball and you had Brian Robson, you had Len Cantello, you had Tony Brown, who you could pass the ball to. Yes. Who have we got in that standard?
Well,
At the time, I says, who we got at that standard? He says, so this is what we have to do. We have to get other teams turned.
Yeah.
And when after he did it, and then I went back in his office and says, I hold my hands up. And that's when he made me captain.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's it. I hold my hands up, Graham. You've showed me what we do need to do.
Yes.
And from that day, we just went on a run. And like I say, we just missed out promotion on the first, which I think was probably the best thing.
Yes.
That it gave us another year to get people in, get the team together, and everybody knew what was happening. And to see the supporters go from that to that was incredible.
And once again, Ali, that day at Wembley, now I'm not sure, I don't know if you won anything at West Brom, but
nothing.
Oh, so well, you know, so to come to Wolves, I bet you wasn't expecting to start going to Wembley and playing in front of 80,000 and pick up trophies.
Put it this way, to this day, that day is still the best day of my life.
Oh, Ali, that's really, really nice to hear.
To turn up at Wembley and see 50,000 Wolves fans there.
Yeah.
And to walk out, and whether it was against Burnley, which, okay, it was a lower cup, it didn't really mean anything at the time, but that Sheppard Man trophy, and to walk up those steps and pick up a cup at Wembley in front of a full house.
Yes.
You can. Every player wants to do that.
Oh. I mean,
every player wants to do that, and for me to do it coming to the end of my career, and to think where we were with Wolves, all of a sudden now, we're at Wembley in front of, and for me the biggest thing I can still remember walking out we were going to Wembley, and all you saw was gold and black.
Wow.
Every colour was just gold and black. And I remember, as we're walking out to the game, I just say to all the lads, by the way, lads, this is for them out there. And it was, and to win, incredible.
Oh, Ali, listen, those,
incredible.
Those images are, I think, Wolves fans from that ilk, and up yeah. until today, those images are still indelibly printed on their mind because, you know, like I said, people remember the days of Chorley and the 3,000 or 4,000, and then to get 50,000 there. And then when you come back to Wolverhampton, the open-top bus through the city, well, through the town at the time, oh, my word.
Incredible. Oh. Well, I laughed because when we got promoted back into the Premiership there, and they won, and they did the same thing at Wolverhampton,
yeah.
and I went, this is nearly as good as what we had at the Shepherd Van.
To be honest.
I was laughing because it was exactly the same.
Ali,
it was exactly the same.
I was at both. And to yeah. be fair, I think there was more people at the one in the 80s. It was just an absolute sea of people. You yeah. couldn't move.
No. And like I started laughing. I've gone, see, what we did, they still haven't beaten us.
Wow, Ali.
It was absolutely brilliant to be there and see a club. And the club to be and how they are now,
yes.
and or how we are now, it is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well, Ali, I just want to thank you for your time because, you know, that was a great window into the past of your time at the club. We do want to get you back on, as I said, for your full podcast, and I want to hear, you know, warts and all about your time at Wolves. I want to thank you for this best 11, Ali. I want you to keep safe and, you know, we welcome you back on the Wolf Whistle very soon.
That's great, Jason. No problem, son. Thanks ever
Ali.
So much.
Bye now.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.